Reasserting effective civilian control over the Honduran armed forces after a coup that overthrew President Manuel Zelaya in June 2009 will require constitutional reform and a greater grasp by society on defense issues. This is the view of academics, analysts, and retired military officers, according to whom the time has come to put a stop to the remilitarization of society. The political leadership has neglected the issue and has left sensitive and vital areas to the military, said Victor Mesa, interior minister under Zelaya. Mesa, now head of the Honduran Documentation Center, CEDO, a think tank, said addressing these issues in the context of the post-coup crisis is still a sensitive area, but Honduras must embark on a process of democratic reconstruction in which the armed forces must be less authoritarian, more subordinate, and more accountable. CEDO is promoting a project for debating and proposing policies to strengthen civilian control of the armed forces and defense matters in Honduras, in order to put them on the public agenda and contribute academic knowledge. From April to June, we will intensify dialogue to allow us to identify the direction in which the armed forces should go and how civil society can learn all about defense issues in order to prevent coups and have greater control over the military budget and the intelligence services, he said. The armed forces in Honduras were established in the 19th century, but only in the mid-20th century was a comprehensive law passed for their institutional development and the 1st Infantry Battalion created. Their first intervention in politics came in 1956 when they ousted President Julio Lozano Díaz, who ruled between 1954 to 56. In 1963, they again staged a coup against President Ramón Villeda Morales, 1957 to 63, and remained in power until 1982, when the government of President Roberto Suazo, 1982 to 86, the first democratically elected leader in years, took office. The military returned to the scene with a vengeance in the pre-dawn hours of June 28, 2009, when they removed Zelaya from his house at gunpoint, still in his pajamas, and put him on a plane to Costa Rica. He was replaced by the then-Senate President Roberto Micheletti, but power remained in the hands of the armed forces in the background. At present, there are 15,000 members of the armed forces divided between the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, and their budget is approximately $171 million a year. Before the coup against Zelaya, the military had managed to partially undo their reputation for repression earned in the 1980s when, under the National Security Doctrine, they imprisoned and tortured thousands of people and forcibly disappeared at least 187, according to an official report by the National Commissioner for Human Rights. The coup was a historic setback, political analyst Rodir Rivera said. Now we are back to discussing how to secure civilian control over the military, a problem we thought had been overcome. The experts said the armed forces must be restructured and re-educated so that they are subordinated to the democratic authorities. This would require a constitutional reform to eliminate the role of the military as guarantors of the orderly and democratic handover of power. Such a role, according to political scientist Ernesto Paz, makes the armed forces the arbiters of democracy, and changing this will not be easy, since the political class is overindulgent and sometimes even submissive to the power of the military. Retired Colonel Mario Maldonado said he believes Honduras still has a chance to redefine a closer and more professional civilian-military relationship that would keep the armed forces out of politics. That is what must be avoided, he said with concern. In the view of sociologist Leticia Salomon, an expert on military affairs, to make this leap, the country needs a new political leadership and a more active citizenry because the proposals and criticisms put forward in the past have fallen by the wayside. Salomon said that the redefinition of the role of the military must include changing the terms of reference of the armed forces, which include serving as border guards, arbiters of political power and of social conflicts, forest rangers, guarantors of public safety, and serving the private interests they supported with the coup d'état. One of the cornerstones of the proposals for change is closer monitoring of the defense budget to improve accountability. The military have a poor track record for making information public. Edmundo Orellana, former defense minister in the Zelaya administration, remarked that the expenditure accounts from the armed forces can only be understood by the Directorate General for Budget. According to Orellana, when battalions are posted a long way away, they cannot buy anything with checks, so they are sent cash, while trust is put in the good faith of the officer in charge. Under these circumstances, it is common for distortions to arise in budget management. The experts maintain that this is why accountability is central to the new proposals, together with subordination of the military to democratic institutions, and making the defense ministry an effective means of civilian control, instead of filling the largely decorative role it has today. You have just listened to an article by Telma Mejia, written for and published by Interpress Service News Agency on April 1, 2011. For further information on human rights in Honduras, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized webpage. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on October 7, 2011.